George Soros was never born. Georgi Schwartz, however, was born in 1930 in Budapest, the younger of two sons of upper-middle-class secular Jews. It was not until 1936 that Georgi Schwartz became a Soros. His father had the entire family, Georgi and his older brother, Paul, born Paul, changed their names to protect themselves against increasing anti-Semitism in Hungary. In the 1940s, the Soros family hid out under a false Christian identity after the Nazis took over Hungary. Georgi's father procured documentation and alternate housing not only for his own family, but for several other Hungarian Jews. After World War II, Georgi enrolled in the London School of Economics. Decades later, he became George Soros, the financial genius, and then George Soros, the ambitious philanthropist, and then George Soros, the world's boogeyman. But first, he was Georgi Schwartz, born into a Hungary that had learned to hate people like Georgi Schwartz and his family, that had recently learned, in other words, to hate and blame the Jewish people. To understand the Soros family and the accusations of Nazi collaboration that surround them, one must first understand how Jews in Hungary were Hungarians, until non-Jewish Hungarians decided that they weren't. For generations, Hungary was an example of successful Jewish assimilation. There is no other example in all of the eastern part of Central Europe of such complete, rapid, and to all appearances, successful assimilation and equality as that of Hungarian Jews, Robert A. Kahn, the Austrian historian, wrote in 1945. Karl Luger, who served as mayor of Vienna in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and had a penchant for anti-Semitic rhetoric, helpfully dubbed Budapest, Judapest. Unlike some other places in Europe, in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Hungarian Jews thought of themselves, by and large, as Hungarians first. They assimilated more quickly than Jews did elsewhere in Central and Eastern Europe. Successful Jews were in a sort of alliance with a Hungarian political elite. Jews spoke Hungarian and identified with Magyarization, the cause of Hungarian nationalism within the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And while Magyar aristocrats may not have wanted to live and work full-time in the city, contented as they were with their manners and estates and traditions, Jews, who made up just 5% of the country's population, but a full fifth of Budapest's residents by 1900, did. "We have Jews to do the work for us," Count Mihai Karawi is said to have told a visiting German diplomat. Jews made up half the doctors and lawyers in Budapest by 1910, and they converted the city into something of a financial and cultural powerhouse. Hungarian Jews also proved their loyalty on the battlefield during World War I. 10,000 of them died for the emperor. George Soros's father, Tivadar Soros, born Tivadar Schwartz, was a lawyer. George's mother, Erzsébet, was a gentle, nervous woman to whom his father was not faithful. The pair had one son before George, Paul, who was 4 years older and passed away in 2013. Tivadar Soros is a major character in Soros's narrative telling of his own life, and his father's life was its own story too, full of twists and turns. When Tivadar was still a university student, he, like tens of thousands of other Hungarian Jews, went off to fight in World War I. Tivadar later wrote that he joined not because he was a patriot, but because he thought it would be an adventure and helpful to his future legal career. He was young. He had ambitions. Those ambitions were quashed by reality. He was taken as a prisoner of war and transported to a dismal camp in Siberia, where he became editor of a prisoner's newspaper, The Plank, so called because it was, after being written by hand, nailed to a plank. Tivadar Schwartz eventually escaped the camp, but got lost and found himself in the midst of the Russian Revolution. He returned to Hungary a changed man. He had lost his ambition. He didn't want to be prominent anymore, his younger son later recalled. "My father wanted to enjoy life and maintain his independence, but he did not want to become wealthy or influential." Tivadar Schwartz had been changed by his wanton odyssey, and he came back to a Hungary that had changed too. The great glittering Budapest of the early 1900s, the one in which Hungarian nobility happily let Jews count themselves as Hungarians, so long as they contributed to Hungary's national cause and financial prosperity, was not the Budapest in which Paul and George Soros were to grow up. Growing anti-Semitism would have Tivadar Schwartz change the family name. The name Schwartz signified that they were Jewish. It meant that they weren't Hungarian, not really. And increasingly, that was a dangerous thing.